sing it loud. In the Romeo Foxtrot, shall we dance?
Check it out.
Well done, Hawks. Well done. Wants a 20 mic Mike Vulcan right along those tree lines. Ripping the shit out of them.
Got a vehicle on the bridge. 50 caliber on board. He's moving across. He's flying the weapon.
Big dude, 6. Clear the area. I'm coming down myself. These people let me give up.
Nice shot, Bill.
It's all right, it's just a flare. Everybody all right? Lance, you all right?
Fine!
Ah!
Park Plaza.
Blue 3, Blue 4, hold out over position X-ray.
Duke 6, we've got voided down there.
My wounded out of there in the hospital in 15 minutes. I want my men out.
Somebody stay in there tight with Big Duke.
This is Cat Tower. We're going to be in Drama to get out. So the spirits are waiting.
Holy Christ, she's a savage. I'm gonna get that thing, bitch.
Get over there, Johnny. I'm rolling up. Put the right skid right up her ass. We gotta get some air in these trees. This goddamn eat up with enemy down here. I'm taking fire. I'm taking hits all over our farm. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, my position. Draw fire. Draw heavy fire. Hit. Mayday, mayday. I'm going in. The tail rotor's out. I got control.
We'll be right back.
closed hand shot.
Sure it was. That's not fair. Look at that big fist. And again, the Nature Boy goes down and right back to his feet.
You got to be careful, Triple H, because you can see Goldberg will cheat any chance he gets.
Goldberg continues to impress in this battle with Ric Flair. Oh, what power. You know, that indeed, in just 3 weeks, that could be you on the receiving end of that. And if that's the case, I hate to say it, we could have a new World Heavyweight Champion.
Now watch this.
Rick's got him now.
Come on, Nate.
Got him right where he wants him.
The high rent district, but Goldberg able to recover just in time.
He launched Nate.
Ric Flair is so high.
Oh, no.
Down so hard. Oh, wait a second. Hey, oh, Randy Orton.
Look at him.
Oh, Randy Orton from behind his Goldberg was sizing up Ric Flair and just snails Goldberg with that steel kick.
That's going to leave a mark, right?
That'll leave a mark. That put a smile on the face of our World Heavyweight Champion.
Wait till you see the mark this leaves.
Wait, where are you going?
Where are you going?
This.
We should have expected nothing less from Evolution.
And you know you got to always expect excitement and something cool from our World Heavyweight Champion. Here he goes. Triple H is headed down to the ring.
Triple H headed to the ring as Randy Orton and Ric Flair continue to stomp and maul Goldberg.
Oh, watch Goldberg now.
Evolution now sending their own message on it. Low blow by Ric Flair, but Ric Flair has long since been disqualified from this match.
Maybe they didn't plan on giving Goldberg a groin injury.
Triple H has that sledgehammer. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Things are about to go from bad to worse.
You're right. Triple H, this will leave a mark.
Well, injured groin or not, Triple H now. Oh, Goldberg is at Triple H's mercy. And it's shot to the midsection. So hard by that sledgehammer by the World Heavyweight Champion.
And Triple H is not through with him. Well, Triple H said that Goldberg may not show up at SummerSlam, and when Triple H gets through with him, he may not be able to show up.
Triple H now just yelling in the face of Goldberg.
No, he's going to crack his skull.
Thank you. Make you notice. Gonna use my arm. place. No class in here.
Hey, is he always so cheerful?
I don't sweat you.
Hey, Paulie, don't get mentally irregular.
It's a free country.
No, just don't get irregular, all right?
I don't need no philosophy lesson here.
Paulie, just takes about 6 years to get to know
him. Yeah, well, I ain't got 6 years.
Hey, come on, Paulie, just be nice. Come on, business.
Hey, Tom!
Hey, my man. Hey, everything's set. I'm ready to go, baby.
Good. I know you know who this man is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good working with you. Certainly had enough working against you. Hey, how you feel?
Pretty good, thanks.
Hey, he's doing great. We've been living modern, but now we're going to train old. I'm going over here and talk to some of the guys, all right?
Hey! Hey. Tom! We've got to leave. I got a reputation.
You mean reputation?
You heard. I don't like these people.
You don't like them? Maybe they don't like you either, Paul.
What I do to them?
They call me Punch.
Hey, Stallion! Stallion, come on over here and meet some of the fellas.
I'll be right back. How you doing, guys?
We'll be right back.
I'm awfully glad you could be there, George. This sort of thing is always rather grim. But this one had a kind of splendor to it, don't you think?
I have never seen an affair of this sort handled any better.
The men died wonderfully. There's always that chance that one of them will do something that will leave everyone with a bad taste. This time you couldn't ask for better.
Yes?
Yes, Colonel?
You wanted to see me, sir.
Oh, yes. Come in, Colonel. Come in and sit down.
Oh, Colonel Dax, your men died very well.
Would you like some coffee, Colonel?
No, thank you, sir.
Oh, by the way, Paul, it's been brought to my attention that you ordered your artillery to fire on your own men during the attack on the anthill.
I did what? Who told you that?
Well, Colonel Dax came to me last night with a story.
Colonel Dax, I've always known that you were a disloyal officer, but I never dreamed that you would stoop to anything so low as this.
General, I've sworn statements from Captain Nickel, your artillery spotter, Captain Rousseau, the battery commander who refused your order.
I think it's infamous. Absolutely infamous.
Then there's no truth at all in the charge made by Colonel Dax.
I don't see how you could even ask me that.
You cannot imagine how glad I am to hear that, Paul. I'm certain that you'll come through it all right.
I'll come through what?
There'll have to be an inquiry.
An inquiry?
But it won't amount to much. Those things never do. The public forgets.
Public?
You've got to have the right to clear your name. You cannot allow such vile insinuations against your character to go undenied.
So that's it. You're making me the goat. The only completely innocent man in this whole affair. I have only one last thing to say to you, George. The man you stabbed in the back is a soldier.
Well, had to be done. France cannot afford to have fools guiding her military destiny. I'm grateful to you, Dax, for having brought this matter to my attention. Colonel Dax, how would you like a General Miro's job?
His what, sir?
His job.
Let me get this straight, sir. You're offering me General Miro's command?
Come, come, Colonel Dax, don't overdo the surprise. You've been after the job from the start. We all know that, my boy.
I may be many things, sir, but I'm not your boy.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to imply any biological relationship.
I'm not your boy in any sense.
You're trying to rogue me, Colonel?
Why should I want to do that?
Exactly. It would be a pity to lose your promotion before you get it. A promotion you have so very carefully planned for.
Sir, would you like me to suggest what you can do with that promotion?
Colonel Dax! You will apologize at once or I shall be placed under arrest.
I apologize for not being entirely honest with you. I apologize for not revealing my true feelings. I apologize, sir, for not telling you sooner that you're a degenerate, sadistic old man. And you can go to hell before I apologize to you now or ever again.
Colonel Dax, you're a disappointment to me. You have spoiled the keenness of your mind by wallowing in sentimentality. You really did want to save those men. And you were not angling for Miro's command. You're an idealist. And I pity you, as I would the village idiot. We're fighting a war, Dax, a war that we've got to win. Those men didn't fight, so they were shot. You bring charges against General Miro, so I insist that he answer them. Wherein have I done wrong?
Because you don't know the answer to that question. I pity you.
You can love a bad thing! Come on, boys! Shout to the heart and your two things! Let's go! We'll be right back.
Courage, I just say hi. If she she's all wet all over her towel. I want me to go running.
Interesting transaction. We'll have to wait later for the report on this.
You something.
Where did you go?
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand.
In the wake of an eye, my soul is turning, in your hand, in your hand.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? You know that was the last thing on my mind.
As we walk along, my thoughts are tumbling round and round, round and round.
Underneath our feet, a subway's rumbling underground, underground.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
I've got reason plenty for going.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? You know that was the last thing on my mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Slow to make a tag, but Booker T wasting no time. He sees the opportunity. Here it goes! And there he goes! You can't give Sting a minute.
Not a minute, not a second, not an inch.
And if those two guys are anywhere in this arena watching on the monitor, and I know they're here somewhere, they better take this one to heart. Sting with the determination, Luger with the power, and then not the Macho Man as Luger finally comes in, are ready to fight on July 7th.
Are they in the building?
Well, I don't know if they were in the...
Okay, Savage is in the building, we know that. Everything could break loose here. Do not leave.
They were in the parking lot, no question about it. Women, upper right, get security right. Here they come.
Through the stands, through the people.
We need to get them out of here right now.
They just came from outside.
They've got baseball bats in their hand. They've got baseball bats in their hand. And we've got security everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got to roll up in the ring. We got a 1, 2, 3. Is that it?
We are in war, Shivani, whether you like it or not, whether anybody likes it or not. Look at this right now. Those two men standing there mean business. We are at war.
We have new World Tag Team Champions. The belts of teams' hands.
Who?
In the midst of this melee.
Who?
Harlem Heat. They are the World Tag, and I've never seen belts change hands in such a way.
They have aluminum ball bats. Harlem Heat's got the belts.
Thank you. spend the night together. They said we were too young. Our kind of love was no fun. But our love comes from above.
Do it!
Let's make love.
Stay there, scream the fire.